Hey y'all, what's up? It's Maureen Ezeday, and y'all are listening to and watching Diary of a Bad Bitch. So I'm in a new setting, which means I'm in a new place, which means I'm in Miami. You feel me? I love Miami. Whenever my face has no makeup, just conclude that I'm in a place that requires for me to not have any makeup on. And Miami is one of those places because I'm always outside anyway. Like yesterday, the day before yesterday, and the day before that, I was literally just like outside in the sun all day. I'm probably a little bit darker, but I really just love nature a lot. And I love, like, I really enjoy being outside and just having a good time like that and like thinking and everything. So whatever, I have no makeup on, just know I am in a new, exotic, amazing place with beautiful women and amazing sun and just chilling by the pool eating banana bread. Yo, banana bread is like my newest obsession. Well, banana bread's always been an obsession of mine. Like, I had a friend in college who would always make me banana bread. Her banana bread was so good, man. And I think from her, no, I had another friend in college whose mom always made banana bread, man. And like, I think that was when I started liking banana bread, was from him. And then I never ate it again after that because her banana bread was just so good. And then another friend of mine started making banana bread. And then I went to LA and then I ate like vegan banana bread. Oh fuck, I love banana bread. Banana bread is so good. Okay, so aside from that banana bread rant, okay, I am going to just update y'all on life and then we can like go from there and it will all come full circle because everything always comes full circle with me. So I actually recorded something yesterday that I'm not sure if I'm gonna upload because I did it like kind of vlogging style. I was by the pool and I don't know if I'll upload it just because I could barely hear what I was saying. If I can like edit the audio so that I can get it to be listenable, is that a word? So that people would be able to listen to it, then I will upload it. And some of what I was saying on that one might coincide with this one, like it might like cross with this one. So if that's the case, then whatever. I mean, I'm gonna talk about other things too. And I'll just talk about, okay, so while I was waiting for my camera to charge, I like to watch Jeffree Star on YouTube. Whenever I'm bored, there are certain YouTubers that I can watch that will actually keep me occupied, regardless of if it's just them doing makeup. And like Jackie Aina, I can just listen to Jackie Aina. And I can listen to like, I listen to The Breakfast Club. I listen to like Umber Khan. Who else do I listen to? I listen to The School of Life. I listen to like anything that's just engaging. I just started watching French YouTube because I'm learning French and I want to like actually understand French better. So I'm not around people who speak French fluently. So I need to like immerse myself in French. So that's basically what I've been doing today. And then what I was saying was that another YouTuber that I watch that like can keep me preoccupied and I feel like I'm picking up things is Jeffree Star. And I know Jeffree Star has gone through a lot in the media for things that he has said. And you know, I know people who have strong opinions about him, like, you know, yeah, he's a great YouTuber, but he's racist. Yeah, he's this, but he did that. Yeah, blah, 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 and all this stuff. So whenever the topic of Jeffree Star would come up, I would kind of avoid saying my opinion on him because my opinion on Jeffree Star, honestly, is that I feel like people say things. And I feel like, yes, they should definitely be scolded in a way, or they should definitely feel some sort of remorse, or they should basically watch what they're saying. You know, I definitely agree with that, but then I do understand that people change. And I do understand that people go through things in life that make them do things and say things when, you know, you really shouldn't be influenced in that way. But hey, you know, we're people and things rile us up, you know? And so besides from his makeup tutorials and like his crazy like Rolls Royce, Tesla, all his crazy life stuff, I've been watching more of the personal things that he posts, like his relationship, which I think is really crazy. And it's something really interesting that I personally do want to understand more about, because like I was one of those people too that I'm like, yo, what the fuck, this guy is clearly straight. Like, how are, not why are you dating Jeffree Star, just like how did that even, how did that happen, you know? But then I hear gay people say it all the time, you know, gay people, transgender people, whatever people, not in a rude way, but you know, whatever you label yourself as. They're like, a lot of the guys that you think are straight are really not straight, and it's a crazy percentage of them. So when I heard that, I was like, yo, man, I'm not even surprised. You know, I lived in LA, the land of all of that. It's normal there. And then just in everyday life right now, just all the stories that come out, the things that I hear, I'm like, I'm not even surprised. But that's definitely an interesting relationship dynamic that I would love to learn more about, and if anyone wants to talk to me about it, that'd be really cool, because I find it really interesting. So I was watching his stuff on his relationship. There's so much love in that relationship too. That's why it's something that I really want to understand. I think it's so cool that despite all the stuff that I'm sure his boyfriend gets, like, just hears, like, how are you dating Jeffree Star? Aren't you straight? You're using him, all these things, and like just fighting through that. Yeah, my hand is falling asleep. Fighting through that and still being there. And Jeffree just loves him so much. I love how he's always like, you know, he's the bitch of the relationship. He's like the girl of the relationship. And you could so tell that he's the woman in the relationship. You just know, you know. And Nathan's definitely like the man of the relationship and everything. So yeah, that's okay. You see what I'm saying? Like, I totally just went off into a whole different thing. But anyway, Jeffree, I watched the video he did on Kat Von D, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm seeing someone beyond the makeup. I'm seeing someone who like truly really cares about his friends. I'm seeing someone who's on the come up and having to deal with a bunch of bullshit. You know, I'm seeing all these things, you know, I'm seeing, like, I was always very neutral about him, but then like when you let yourself want to learn about a person, when you want to know more about a person, then you'll start to like see and kind of understand their motives behind the ways that they're acting and all of that. Okay, so then today I watched his video on racism. I never saw any of the videos that came out about whatever, about saying the N-word. I think he said the N-word with the hard R. I think he said nigger is what I think he said. I remember my sisters telling me what happened. And oh shit. I just smashed my lips and I have all this juicy gloss on. No. So I watched his racism video and I feel like he really actually is truly apologetic for whatever that was said. And where I really do like stand by him is that, you know, people do change. People really are triggered by certain things. We're all very emotional people on this earth, as much as people don't want to really like talk about it or think about it, you know, but we're all very emotional people. And I feel like because of that, a lot of things do trigger us. And people from, I remember that time that that came out, and people were saying that, you know, he has no remorse, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, one, I think it's a very big deal. It's a very courageous thing to come out on the internet and make a whole video like that. I don't know if people want to see him cry. I don't know if people want to see him like blow up. I don't know what people want to see for people to understand that someone is remorseful, but I do feel like he was very remorseful in that video. And from listening to him, some of the things he said really did click with me. Like, he said that he was a very angry kid in his 20s. He was just a very angry person in general in his 20s because of who he was, for being androgynous, for being gay, for being the guy that was wearing makeup, for being the guy, like, he was literally shit on his whole life. And if not him, all the stories we hear about the LGBTQ community, all the stories we hear about being African American in America, about being Mexican in America, about being anything but fucking white in America, like, for being a foreigner. So on any level, anyone could really relate to that story of being bullied in some way for whatever characteristic of who they are, of who they express onto the world. And I totally understand his perspective on where he was saying, like, there's so much emotional abuse that you can take in life. And that emotional abuse, if you don't have an outlet to get it out, it's gonna bottle up inside you and bottle up inside you until the most that you feel you can do to make yourself feel better is release it in an angry way, is to get back at everyone, is to be like, fuck you, to say nigger, to say all these things. Not that it's right, okay? It's definitely not right. But it makes you do things and act out in a way that is totally, you know, is not right, but that's the only outlet you feel is right at the time. And from there, he said it took a lot of internal soul searching. It took a lot of him being willing to self-analyze himself so that he can move forward and be a better person and stop living in all this anger and anxiety and stress that being so angry was causing him, for him to like say certain things that were so rude. And I vibed with him there because like 2017 for me was the year of like being a ruthless, savage person in the way that I felt made sense for me. And I just felt like kind of getting back at everybody that was a bully to me in their own ways. I felt like hurting people who hurt me in the way that I knew it would hurt them. And not in any like vicious type of ways, but the ways that I broke up friendships weren't very nice, you know. The ways that I called people out on my podcasts were not very nice, you know. The way that I was so angry that I didn't know what else to do. The way that like I treated people who were close to me and things like that, just because I had all this pent up anger at myself, really, for having dealt with my life the way I did. And in the episode that I recorded yesterday, I had mentioned how on the plane I realized like why my mentality is the way it is. And it all stems from childhood. A lot of things that we go through in life basically stems from our childhood. And if we take the time to just analyze those things and sit in, which is what I'm going to talk about next, in isolation, then we can really like grow and become the best versions of ourselves. So I brought up isolation Like, I've been really fighting isolation. Okay, I've been really fighting it. I've called it being alone, be limbo, all these things. And I've just decided that I'm going to stop fighting it. I thought that I could balance the two of doing what I want to do and then doing what I know I have to do, that God is calling me to do, so that I can finally have full control of my life and just move forward and see progress in all the things that I'm doing, okay? And I came across this podcast or this YouTube channel, Shameless Maya, I think is her name, and she did something like, the title was like Dating Social Media or something. So obviously I clicked it because there are like two guys that I would like talk to that I met in person, but after we like never met again or something, or not, or something, just the distance between us. And on their part, they didn't want to make the effort, basically, is what it is. Like, on their part, they didn't want to make the effort. And I've just been doing this like weird back and forth thing with them, one in particular. And so I clicked on it like, oh, maybe this will help me like not be distracted and like get my mind off the whole entire situation. So it was really cool because like she's kind of going through the same, or she was going through the same thing with me, where it was like she's fighting doing what she wants to do with doing what God is calling her to do. And she just decided that it's better for her to do what God is calling her to do. And since she did that, so many things have been like positive in her life out of it. And one of them she was really excited was going to the Elton John Oscar party. And after I listened to that, I'm like, yo, man, so that's what I'm supposed to do, you know? And it's just basically being in isolation and having to do those things isn't really fun or exciting at all. And I like being by myself and I like thinking, you know, and I like doing all those things. But when you're thinking so much and you just want a distraction, you just want something else to do. You know, I go to the gym too, but this week I just haven't been feeling it. I don't know, maybe it's because my period's coming or whatever. I think that's what it is. I don't know. But isolation, I have to stop fighting isolation. I know I've been saying that for like the last how many fucking podcast episodes. But really though, I really have to stop fighting it and just sit in it and think through all these things. Because as much as I know God is like telling me, you know, I want you to take control of your life, but you're not, what are you doing? You know, you're not letting me give you these things. And I'm like, God, I'm letting you give me these things. Like, let me, like, give them to me. I want them. But he's like, no, you know, you're not doing what I want you to do. So you can't have it. And I'm like, yo, God, what the fuck, bro? Like, just give it to me. But he really wants me to just drop the last pieces of things that I can hold onto to feel some sort of, like, comfort, you know. And even though as much as it hurts me, some of the things, like, I'd just rather be in that comfort than, you know, not have those things. And I really just want to take control of my life. I'm over it. I know I went from Jeffree Star racism to isolation to all these things. Yeah, but basically I'm like over it. I'm done with it. I'm bored of it. I'm like, I'm ready, I guess, to live in this isolation. I can't even have fun on social media. I can't do anything apparently. And I guess that's cool. I don't know. But whatever. That's all I can end this. You know what? I'm trying to start reading more books. You know, I'm trying to, I want to watch more cool, interesting things. In the beginning, I said some of the types of YouTube channels I like to watch. So if anyone has anything that's similar to that or anything that's fun or exciting, TV shows. I don't really watch TV, but now I'm kind of watching TV because I guess if I have to live in isolation, at least let me like live in isolation with TV, I guess. I don't know. I want to consume stupid shit, and then I want to consume things that will grow my brain. So anyone that has some stupid shit that they feel is funny and then things that are going to expand my intellect, please like suggest them, let me know. And yeah, this was a rant, ramble, all over the place sort of thing. But you know, it is what it is, you feel me? That's just what it is. Okay, so that's it for today's episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch. I feel like the one I recorded yesterday will probably give more detail about what this one was about. And yeah, you know, my whole thing is I'm gonna put this out into the air there, the last like 2 minutes that I have that I can do this right now. So my whole thing is, for real, I just feel like there's no one out there like me that has something to say like this. And my goals are for my thought processes to reach people and for them to like to see that you're not the only one thinking in that way. And despite the way the world is right now, you know, it's okay to think that the way you're thinking. It's okay to feel alone, and you're all gonna, like Jeffree Star said in that racism video, you know, you move past those dark times. You just have to be patient and stick with it and keep analyzing. And I want to be the voice for not just Black women. I want to transcend that. Like, my voice is going to reach people of all races, of all genders, of all, well, no label, sex, whatever you want to call it, you know. My voice is going to reach those people, and I want people to see that you can go from being the ugly duckling to the beautiful swan to the bio student at a university that is that's highly ranked, to like loving makeup, to loving fashion, to wearing hoop earrings, to like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. And you can do it because you're your own best friend. And that's really what the whole point of Diary of a Bad Bitch is. I may not look like the typical bad bitch, but in my own way, I am a bad bitch. You know, I'm smart, I'm beautiful, my mind works in so many different ways. And I just want females, men, anybody to realize like you don't have to fit into a box. And I'm starting to realize that's why my life is the way it is. Like, I've never really fit in anywhere. And I think that